Hey, everybody. Hey, welcome.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry happy hot, whatever you celebrate, you know, good for you.
Yeah, take this time and reflect.
Yeah.
This is a joyous, happy time of year. Spend it with friends and family. Or if you're a misanthrope, spend it alone. You know, it's your choice. It's, you know, this day is for you.
Maybe go surfing with a buddy.
Yeah, anything you want.
Anything you want to do.
Don't be constrained by society's norms.
Have a Jewish Christmas. Go eat Chinese food and go to the movies.
Yes, and then decorate a Christmas tree.
Yeah,
whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. I celebrate. I'm not a Christian. I have a Christmas tree.
Yeah, why not?
You know, I think Jesus was a hippie socialist. That's what I'm for.
Absolutely.
It's our year-end thank you, guys. It's episode, I guess we'll number it, 447. We weren't sure if we've numbered these in the past. And
we have very little recollection of years past.
No, we don't. I was going to, and the app was taking too long to load, so I was just like, let's just label it.
Yeah, and most of you may be surprised, we do still have an app, and it's connected and it works.
It works.
Yeah, so that's, and if you've got a bunch of iTunes gift cards, why not throw a little towards the app? It's only $1.99, and you get the entire library of CFN shows.
The whole back catalog. It is beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It really is.
So what we do at the end of the year, we just like to thank everybody that was involved with the site, and we thank some specific people, and we just want to go into that. And obviously, all of the listeners, all of you that have listened to the show, those of you who just started listening, your new listeners, thank you for joining us, and those who have been with us
for over almost close to a decade.
9 years. This December is 9 years. We started December of 2009.
Wow.
So we are entering our 10th year.
All right, 10 years the charm. So we want to thank you guys for being with us through this entire time. And like Graham said, any new listeners, welcome. We much appreciate it. We could not have done it without you. We wouldn't be here without you. The company gets revenue in a number of different ways. One of them is advertising. One of them is Patreon. And then one of them is the store. Now, honestly, we are not a giant show. You know, our numbers aren't huge. Our advertising, none of those numbers are huge. Patreon. So we try to cobble everything together. But ultimately, you guys are the ones supporting and generating that revenue, whether it's just by listening with advertising revenue, whether you're patronizing the store, whether you're a Patreon subscriber. It's you guys that help keep us going. So we just like to thank you guys every year for your support. And then let's talk about, it's not just you and I on this boat show.
A lot of people, this boat show.
Yeah.
When did we become a boat show? The high seas of comedy film nerds, everybody.
There's other people behind the scenes and in front of the scenes that help out.
Of course, there's Neil T. Weekly, you know, longtime friend. He does the bulk of the writing for the site.
Yep.
Which we very much appreciate. There's Aaron Brungart on the ones and twos. Aaron, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Aaron, what's your fondest comedy film nerd memory?
Besides being on the show.
I mean, that unfortunately, that was under terrible circumstances. I was on the Robin Williams tribute episode. You know, meeting you guys, I think, was a huge deal. And coming on board, you know, coming from being a listener to being... You know, let's face it, running the show.
That's quite a progression. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're one of the people that went from fan and now you make your living in the podcast industry, working in a job that didn't exist 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, I might have made the cut in earbuds had I been doing this sooner.
I don't know.
I doubt that. Yeah. I wouldn't get too ahead of yourself, but we didn't even turn the camera on.
Yeah.
We just want you to feel good.
Yeah. We lost the footage.
We were shooting. We put it right next to a magnet, a giant magnet.
We were recording onto a magnet, which was weird.
It didn't work the way we thought it would. It's weird.
But that's... And the other thing, Aaron, too, is, you know, as the podcasting industry has actually grown and like almost like gone through some changes. There's a lot of people that worked in podcasting that are not working in podcasting anymore too.
Oh,
you've you've made it through. You've weathered the podcast culling.
It turns out not being an asshole is pretty cool. Keeps you around.
That's wow, what a crazy strategy. So just don't be an annoying asshole. Yeah. Okay. Let me write that down.
Sometimes it helps.
Well, let me ask you this, Aaron.
Sure.
So you've started, were we the first show you started like interning with or helping out?
One of the first groups for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely one of the first that I met, you know, in person.
We're still in contact with most of our interns, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I met you after Doug Loves Movies at Flappers.
Oh.
I think he was the first person
that's
to ever
sell. That's when he tackled you and shoved a rag in your mouth.
I do remember that. I remember that. And then I was in a van. There was a long period after. I don't remember. But
yeah.
Then I just had to sign something that said he was our employee. And I haven't really been able to overturn that since.
I am such a low stakes kidnapper, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, don't kidnap a podcaster. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it with someone that's making money, like My Favorite Murder, kidnap one of them.
I've tried.
Don't kidnap both of them. Just kidnap one of them so that the other one can then tell the story.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And see if the one will go on without the other one.
I think
it's kind of a loyalty test.
That's true.
I mean, if something happened to you, Chris, I wouldn't keep doing this show. But if we were selling out the Nokia Center, yeah, I absolutely would.
I would understand.
As well should you if I got killed.
Yes.
But we're not selling out the Nokia Center. I want to ask you this, though, Aaron. What have you seen in all the years from going from just a podcast fan to just sort of an intern to now this is your full-time job is working for a podcasting network.
Mm-hmm.
What have you seen in all of this time span of not just working for us, but working in podcasting? What have you seen change?
I've seen so much.
Some things weren't meant to see.
I'm generally on the show before you guys. I've seen so much. it is crazy how much bigger it's gotten, how much more attention it's gotten, how we've been able to parlay into video and things like that, but also seeing shows take off out of nowhere. I mean, it's kind of insane how that just the randomness that seems to have. And then just what we've been able to do here, obviously, with having a festival 2 years in a row, it's amazing.
And from seeing like us work on LA Podfest, and now, you know, you helped with that a little bit, and now working pretty intensely with the ATC festival, what have you noticed, or did you learn anything from Podfest that you've taken to ATC?
I've just tried to be really enthusiastic about it because I know how much fun it is once you get there. You know, I mean, obviously it's
enthusiasm does go a long way.
Yeah, because it's been, you know, it's certainly work to get there, and I don't do the lion's share of that. That's Mike and Rachel and Russell upstairs. But
it's amazing how many months it is to plan 3 days.
3 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and just have fun with it while it's burning by. At the speed of light. I mean, it's crazy.
That is the thing that I would see. I mean, I'm glad you're doing that. And that's what I would say to anyone that's running any kind of festival is really enjoy. It's crazy, but I would always try to go, I'm going to have as much fun as I can these 3 days. And even try to enjoy the process leading up to it, which was challenging at times. Because you got to enjoy the whole process.
Right.
I mean, you really, like, when I was directing this FNX show, and thank you to them because that was a great job and a great opportunity. Micah Wright, who's been on the show, who hired me.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of great guests. We got more, we've never had all these Native American comics on the show, like Jim Rule and Sheila Shalaki and Shoshona Livingston. Yeah. And like we've had great guests on the show. I in producing that TV show, which was a lot of work, and any production of any kind, there's challenges and frustrating things that happen. And I would always go, well, no, but I love doing this. I really am going to have so much fun and enjoy. And even the frustrating thing, you got to just kind of go, well, this is the game. This is the job. I don't care what you're producing. And I don't care if you got a $200 million budget, you're going to be, there's going to be something you have to deal with.
There's always going to be bumps in the road. Yeah. And there's always going to be a million things you have to deal with and solve.
Yeah,
that's production.
That's production.
Big or small.
whether you're doing a little festival or you're doing, you know, a 200,000 person music festival or whatever, there's challenges. And so I think that's great that you do that, Aaron, to just actually sit and enjoy it, because you started
at everything from, you know, the star didn't get their bagel to we lost the prison location.
Exactly. I mean, so that, like, what were some of the moments from the ATC Fest this past year where you just kind of sat and went, wow, this is really cool?
I mean, it's hard. I don't know that I sat that much during the festival. You know, I've even had help and was able to share the load this year. But we've still a ton of work. I guess just seeing the numbers grow, like just seeing more and more people show up at that pop-up, you know, knowing it's a thing that's going on and driving in from all sorts of places. And then seeing, you know, they did the comedy jam up at Copper Blues, which is really fun.
Right.
Like, it's just the perfect venue for that. You know, getting to see Amazing Jonathan on stage.
Right.
Know, he's my first comedy show ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's cool.
Wow. So to see him again is amazing.
Huh? That's cool. Well, thanks to everybody at ATC.
Yep. We're really happy to be here.
We love being on this network. We love this facility. We love watching it grow and the festival grow, because we're beneficiaries of the growth of this. And it's, you know, so many.
Can't wait to see what's going to happen next year.
It's going to be great, you know. And, you know, we've gotten some really cool guests that like comics we didn't know through ATC, or just like, you know, Darren Carter was just hanging around here when we had a guest cancel and
grabbed him.
Grabbed him, and we've gotten
and it took some convincing. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I'm right. I'm like, you're right. Just do the show.
You're so right, Darren. You know how to talk, and you've seen a movie at some point in your life.
You're overly qualified. You're done.
And
it's a great episode.
And the ATC, like, everybody here is really cool. I always, you know, I have to, it's a fair amount of driving. It's like 45 minutes to an hour for me to get here.
Yeah.
But I love it when I get here. It's a cool facility, and it's like there's just a lot of activity and a lot of cool stuff happening. You feel like, oh, there's this happening. They're shooting this thing. And
you always get the skinny from, you know, the staff.
Yeah.
What's going on.
What's going on. Mm-hmm. Like, they were really helpful, and I was directing in June. I directed that open primaries.
And they gave you the location.
PSA, right. And our location crapped out 48 hours before we were ready to shoot, which is like, welcome to production. Like, shit like that happens. Mm-hmm. We had put a deposit down, the whole thing. Oops, sorry. Mm-hmm. You know? And I call Mike Bertolina, and I'm like, dude, I'm in a jam. Can we use ATC? And he's like, let me get back to you. And he did. And it was like, great. It ended up being even better because we had this whole facility and we had run of the place on like a Saturday.
Perfect.
So that's what's great about being here.
I came in one day and there was a guy in a helmet in like a, in front of a green screen, but in a like a cockpit, basically.
Oh, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Sometimes I literally don't know.
Yeah, it's
what's
cool.
Happening?
And then even after we were like, I'll do it today again. Like after we record, instead of driving in traffic, I'll just sit here in the green room and work
with a helmet and pretend you're in a cockpit.
Of course, always. I'm always sitting in front of a green screen, just in case. Chris.
Yes, exactly. You never
just
know.
Just in case we need
to be in a forest or in an ocean.
You don't know.
So let's thank Brian Wolf, our web designer.
I'll tell you, Lobo.
He's been with us for many, many years. And, you know, he's had his share of hardship in his life with the fires and everything else. That's
another guy that was
California.
A fan.
Yeah.
That just reached out to us to help. Which
and
just so cool.
And I'll tell you, it's like he gives us discounts on his services. And he's helped out with everything from the website to the festival. He also helped us out with that. So, you know, we're really happy to have Brian on the team. And, you know, he was actually working on the message boards. He got them set up with the moderator, redid those. So
thank you to Charlene.
Yes, thank you to Charlene.
Taking over, another fan.
And it's, you know, there's always stuff to do when you run a website. Like, you know, this we always set up Comedy Film Nerds like it's not just a podcast. Like, we have the website, we have the articles, we have the podcast, but we also have a full online store, and we have a new cart programmer, Orlando, we want to thank too.
Thank
you. And the cart got upgraded, so we're always still tweaking and, you know, messing with that. Like, you know, it's we don't really have a QA department to test everything, so, you know, when you guys email, hey, this isn't working, or things like that, that's always helpful as well. And, like, the cart is a big example of that, where, like, we did a massive upgrade on the cart, and then like the emails weren't working, so the programmer has to go in and you know, fix the emails and everything.
We're more than just a podcast. We have a lot of moving parts that need a lot of people to help us out.
We have a production department that, you know, we didn't do any Comedy Film Arts productions this year, but you know, we were on the heels of Earbuds. Earbuds was distributed, and you know, that we're still working the distributor to get that into more places as well.
Daniel Stevens is another fan that's helped us out, does our social media.
Yep, Daniel Stevens has been great. He's been especially pushing for, you know, the end of the year. There's always the big sales push, and he's been doing some great work with the graphics and the posting, and he's been getting our social media numbers up as well. You know, slowly but surely, they start they start climbing. And we want to thank all of the, you know, the other shows as merchandise we've been carrying. Like, we want to thank Crab Feast and Dana Gould. Crab Feast is ending, but there's probably still a few things left from theirs. I think there's some all JUCOs and some shirts, but that's it. Once they're gone, they're gone. Dana Gould, Thrilling Adventure Hour, even like Doug Benson, and we're out of T.J. Miller stuff. They're gone. All the CDs and DVDs of his are gone. And we are starting to pare down and liquidate things from the store. So if you got a bunch of gift cards now that it's you know, Christmas, and please consider spending a little money in the store. We really appreciate it, and we need more room in the garage.
And thank you to all of the podcasters that you just listen, all the comedians who've who've sold their merchandise through us.
Yes.
Which is a great way to keep the show moving, and we want to support independent artists, and it's that thing that we, our initial, when we first met in for lunch in like January of 2007 or 8, or says it's 2007, I think.
Yep.
When we talked about what we wanted this to be, and we've created some cool stuff, and it's really cool to support other comics. And, you know, we haven't made anybody rich.
No.
But, you know, I would, we created a thing that I would like.
But we've made people money.
We've made people money. And if I was just a comic, and there was a site like this, and two comic filmmakers, I'd be like, oh, these guys are cool. I want to sell my stuff through them. You know, I'm not going to, they're not going to send me checks for $100,000, but.
But we do send checks. Like, even with the filmmakers, you know, we send a check. They're like, you know, some of the distributors have to chase down their money, but we actually send the checks, even though they're smaller. But they do get them because we still have some digital movies for on demand as
well. So thank you to all the podcasters and all the comedians that sell their merchandise on our site. We really appreciate that. I want to thank Dynasty Typewriter.
Yes. Jamie Flam. And
Vanessa.
Vanessa.
They, you know, Dynasty Typewriter, really cool theater, doing really cool different programming. We got to do a CFN Live Trailer Park show, which was cool.
Great. I think we should do one of those probably once a year. I think we're going to be doing those for the fall. And then we might kind of retool and rethink like how we do the shows. Like, that's the great thing about the live shows. We can do whatever we want. Uh-huh. We could figure out another format, or and they're just fun to experiment with, which is really cool.
And thank you to the 15,000 plus people that came to that live show.
Yeah, you guys, I don't know how you fit into Dynasty Typewriter, but we appreciate it.
Yeah, it was really cool. Fernando Pinto, the artist for Long Ago and Far Away.
You know, so happy to get Long Ago and Far Away done and out this year. And I want to thank all you guys who supported the Kickstarter. Fernando Pinto did an amazing job on the art, and those of you that bought it afterwards, we'll be making an announcement early 2019 about a publisher for it as well, so you guys will be able to buy it digitally. But right now, if we still have, I will be signing copies. They're still in the store, and you know, maybe we'll keep the coupon going for a little longer after Christmas here, maybe till the end of the month.
Maybe we'll bring. Who knows? Who knows?
Skynet, 20% off.
How about it? All right, I like it. Through the New Year's.
Yes. Mental note: change the coupon to the years.
You know. Earbuds, again, we sold, one of the cool things that happened this year is we sold it to like Australian, like cable VOD type service. So it was on in Australia, and people on Twitter were like, hey, I'm watching Earbuds in Australia, which is so cool. So again, thank you to everybody that was involved in Earbuds. I know it's been a couple of years since we finished that movie, but again, that film's great. That's a beautiful thing about a movie, is it lives forever. And, everyone that was involved, Aaron, Sinai, all you guys that we interviewed, the Hansen brothers,
I'll tell you,
Ashley.
I wouldn't change that progress for anything. I mean, I wouldn't change the process for anything, because it was such an amazing experience. One of the best. I mean, going to Australia and Japan was one of the best experiences of my life.
I was telling someone about that and just explaining it to them. I was like, wow. I look back and I go, holy, look what we did.
Mm-hmm. On a shoestring.
On a shoestring. We traveled all over the U.S. and then we, like, we're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's that scene that you know, we just said we're going to do it. We did it. We went to Sydney and then we did.
With Squarespace's help.
With Squarespace's help. And then we went to the Outback. Mm-hmm. And then when I describe what going the Outback and then running around Tokyo with Sanai and Andrea leading the way.
And Andy.
Mm-hmm. And we're just like, no permits.
Right, nothing.
It's raining.
It's like... Seat of our pants.
It's just kind of how we do shit. The fact that we got that
And we didn't even know where we were going. We literally relied on the fans. And like, all right, we'll take us here and here. Where are we going?
Three podcast fans. Andy, Andrea, and Sanai.
And it all worked out.
And we made this amazing movie that I'm so proud of.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, to anyone that was involved in it, there's people watching you all over the world. Mm-hmm. All the podcasters, you know... Thank you so much, man. And that movie is something that'll is a part of me. It wasn't just some job that you did.
It was something that we put our heart and souls into for sure. And it's something too that will now live forever digitally. But also, if we still have a bunch of, I know not a lot of people have DVD players anymore, but we still have a bunch of DVD copies, and it's a really cool keepsake because we have a space where you could actually collect podcaster signatures on it if you want to just kind of make it like a little bit of a kind of a collector's edition, you know, when you see somebody to show, have them
big
sign
name.
The,
I mean, look, man,
DVD
Joe Rogan,
case.
Chris Hardwick, Aisha Tyler, Doug Benson. I mean, these are huge name people. Yep. Todd Glass, Mark Maron. Like Obama's interview was on there.
Because I know a lot of you did that with the Comedy Film Nerds book. Like, you know, you collected the signatures, and some of them aren't easy to get. Mm-hmm. Some of them, people don't tour. Neil doesn't tour.
I've got everybody but Lord Corrett.
Yeah, Lord Corrett's in New York. Yep. He doesn't tour. So Aaron is one of the few. He's probably got, everyone but one. That's pretty impressive.
Yep.
So that means we have to send your book to Lord Corrett, have him sign it and send it
back. I was going
to
say that, or... If Lord's ever out in LA and we have him back on the show,
we've got to let
Aaron know.
Yeah, bring his book for sure. Yeah,
that's the better way to send it in the mail.
So yeah, yeah. You know, that could be stolen. Some postal inspector
seems
like
you're cheating.
Yeah,
a mailman just writes some word. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
I went to two different Greg Proops shows to get it signed.
Like, wow.
I missed him the first time. Had to track him down again.
Nice.
Which is totally worth it. That's Greg Proops.
Yeah.
I think it was a Point Break screening.
Oh God, Point Break is fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you to Shriekfest for having us in every year and letting you guys run and cover it and everything.
Yep. Thank you, Denise. It's big fun every year. Neil pretty much plants himself the entire weekend to the fact where people were coming up to Denise saying, "Where's this Neil guy?" Like, they were listening to her on our podcast and wanted to see where he was. And she was like, "Well, he's in the front, just watching every movie. You can meet him." Brought my daughter there the first year. She's a big horror fan. She loved it, didn't want to leave, and wants to go the entire weekend next time. So, you know, no parents' guide. So I have to pretty much ask Denise, what are the ones that we have to avoid? And Denise told me a funny story where she says when she programs the festival, she programs it normally, but she says she always programs one movie designed to make people walk out of the theater.
I love when she told us that. I was like, that is great programming.
She's like, we have one walkout movie to see how many people we can walk on one movie.
What's our walkout film for the year? So thank you to Denise. She's always been so gracious and letting us have all this access. And Neil has a blast and everything. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank all the guests we had on. You know, we've done so many episodes.
It's a great year of guests, too.
Great year of guests. We got a lot of first-time guests. As I said, a lot of the FNX people we'd never had on the show. We've gotten people like Ron Placone on the show that we never had. We had, all different kinds of different, I'm trying to think, some other people we were first-time guests that we had never had on.
It's probably some ATC comics.
ATC comics. We had some filmmakers on we'd never had before, which was cool.
And we've got our staples.
Got our staples,
Jackie Cation. Yeah. We have Mike Schmidt on this year at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, without the guests, the guests make the show. We've always have amazing guests and mm-hmm. really the discussions we have and what the guests bring to the
always
show.
Interesting.
Always interesting, mm-hmm. you know.
Even if they're wrong.
Even if they're deluded young people that don't understand how the world works.
Yeah. they're still interesting.
They're still interesting. And then, you know, all the fan stuff, the all you guys like the social media comments
right.
and the posts and the, you know, because Daniel Stevens does all of our social media. So all right. those funny pictures mm-hmm. and he's doing all that. And
yes.
your guys' reaction and the jokes you guys write mm-hmm. on those are great.
And also when you guys tag us, like when we were sending out the Kickstarter rewards for the graphic novel, you guys posting pictures with the book. That was really cool. We always retweet those. And
I don't think you
really
understand
fun.
As an artist, as a performer, you know, all you want is people to just like what you do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we wish we were, you know,
millionaires
and selling out big venues and obviously, but the fact that we're still doing this,
that's not the first goal of the artist. The goal of the artist is to touch people with your work.
Yeah.
And that's really what otherwise we wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that we're able to make a little living from it, mm-hmm. You know, Comedy Film Nerds doesn't pay all of our bills exclusively, but it is a steady revenue stream. That, you know, for me personally, I combine that with Political Vigilante and doing the road and directing yep. work.
You can cobble stuff together.
Yeah, you can make a living. And when someone on social media takes a photo of something that you did and goes, oh, I got this in the mail.
I'm so excited. And like, that means a lot to us.
It means mm-hmm. so much. And especially mm-hmm. like earbuds. We put so much time and effort into that. It was such mm-hmm. a labor of love. And then even Long Ago and Far Away, you know,
yep.
you first told me about that years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And the mm-hmm. struggles of trying to get it made and all the shit that happens in yep. Hollywood. And then the beautiful thing, we are in this era where an artist can go directly to
our fans.
Yep, go mm-hmm. to Kickstarter mm-hmm. and then people get it and post it on social media. It's such a cool thing. You guys have no idea when it's like... especially if you're as an artist, you're having a tough day or week or month where you're like trying to make money and this
right.
something fell through, because that shit always happens.
Yeah.
You're counting on this thing.
The freelance life is always up and down. You know, there's very few artists and celebrities and people in Hollywood that are constantly worker in demand. It's literally just a handful of people.
It's 1%.
Like, yeah. It's, you know, showrunners, actors, directors. It's even I talk to development executives and producers, and they're like, you know, everyone wants the same five people. So, and what they mean by that is there's literally, you know, a handful of people mm-hmm. in Hollywood that everyone wants to work with, and then everyone else is struggling for every gig and every job. And that's really the reality of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's the key is just staying with it and not quitting, not giving up. And so the fact that you guys like what we do and you buy our stuff and post it online, and when mm-hmm. I see photos of someone like taking a picture with some big name celebrity and you're wearing one of our shirts or something.
It's awesome, yeah.
It's really cool, man. Like mm-hmm. it's I don't think you understand how
just fulfilling it is for us as artists.
Especially when you're going through a tough thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go through yeah. some tough times in this, not just as your life, just as a human, but like in show business and as an artist, it can be really hard.
And it doesn't get easier as you get older because then also there's even less opportunities. Like, mm-hmm. Especially even for comedians. Like, you know, I've been talking to a lot of comedians our age, and then a lot of them are getting off the road. Like, because there's less gigs and there's just less opportunities out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely happens.
And then the fact that you know, some of you go to Patreon to support us is really...
That's amazing.
That's so cool, and that we're able to give you bonus content there.
Speaking of Patreon supporters, Graham.
Yeah?
Did you know we have a few?
Oh!
We have every episode.
Let's mm-hmm. see, speaking about thanks, let's thank Johnny Rulon.
Yes, in his novel Green Cheek, and... it's available on Amazon, both digital and hard copy. Makes a great Christmas present.
Oh, it's such a great Christmas present.
It follows the exploits of the muse Calliope and her mortal lover T.S. on a journey through time, dreams, and the hidden places of a supernatural America. The website is happyhorrorshowproductions.com, happyhorrorshowproductions.com. and the Audacity Performing Arts Project.
Thank you, Audacity.
Yes. They provide after-school performing arts projects in poor, underfunded, and low-performing schools. It's not a luxury. Please visit them at audacityperformingarts.com, audacityperformingarts.com. And from Chris Parker Howard, Coffee Over Suicide, the Dramedy Podcast, Choosing Life Over Death, One Cup of Coffee at a Time, new episodes every Friday. Find out more at coffeeoversuicide.com.
Thank you, Chris.
Coffeeoversuicide.com. And Alice Frazier.
Thank you, Alice.
From Down Under.
God love you.
Host of the Bugle Podcast and Tea with Alice. It brings you a series of three genre-bending solo stand-up shows. And they were recorded back-to-back as a three-hour show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival in April 2018 with a binaural microphone, which creates an immersive listening experience. Check out alicefrazier.com. That's Frazier with an S. Mm-hmm. And Rebecca Evans with the Art Podcast.
And thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you. And when we move past hesitation and we're true to ourselves, we find our own art in life. You want to hear some fun stories and get inspired? Check out The Art, facebook.com/theartpodcasts with an S.
Yeah, you want to know what an artist's life is like? Listen to these interviews that Rebecca does.
It's really interesting, yeah. And we each did one. La Calavera by Alan Ross.
Alan, thank you.
It's the story of a pirate radio operator who decides to go into the pirate cable TV business. Darren Loney, together with a group of misfits and the questionable guidance of a spiritual advisor in the form of Richard Nixon, gear up to take on the world's largest media conglomerate and its egomaniacal celebrity CEO. Check it out on Amazon in both ebook and hard copy.
All right.
Thank you, Patreon.
Thank you. Add tier subscribers. Thank you. We want to thank everybody at Comic-Con.
Yes.
First who puts that on, Rick Myers, mm-hmm. everybody at
we
the...
We love going there every
Dude,
single year.
Rick is so awesome. It's again, that happened... Because,
thanks, Rick.
Because I went to that. I just poked my head in one year, and I mentioned it on this show, and Rick heard about it and reached out to us, and now we've become friends.
Yeah, it's been amazing,
and it's so cool that he like invites us in there every year, and we've met Eric Jacobus, we've met all these cool people. The people at Wellgo,
yes,
which is a really cool distribution company. We're trying to do some projects with them, which is great. I mean, we've met James Liu. We've met all these amazing martial artists and choreographers, and it's just so awesome.
It's a great show every year, too. It's one of the longest Comic-Con shows every year, but it's really fun. There's, you know, some interviews and stuff up top, and then we comment on the martial arts movies that Rick shows every year. And it goes well into the evening, and it's well worth it. It's really fun.
You know, and because of that, because of Rick Myers and his panel, every year we get free badges to the to Comic-Con. Uh-huh.
And my kids couldn't be happier about it. They love going every year.
We get to go to Comic-Con every year.
My wife's over it, but the kids still love it.
I mean, I save every year. They have, you know, they put our name. So they'll say Graham Elwood. So the fans know who I am. And on the back, it says your name and Comic-Con extravaganza, you know, Kung Fu extravaganza.
Try not to curse.
Yeah, try not to curse. And it says the year, and I have all of them.
Yeah.
I get to be a panelist on Comic-Con. I mean, what a cool thing we get to do.
Yeah.
And that's all because of Rick Myers and everyone.
And podcasting.
And podcasting and his staff and Eric Jacobus and everybody.
You know, because the other podcasts are relegated to the library. Like, you know, if you want to do a podcast from the Comic-Con, it's like you're not in the halls anymore.
No.
You know, they pretty much moved you out. That's why it's been so great, like, you know, to go to be in one of the big halls with Rick and as podcast.
It's awesome.
It's really
cool. They turn down the lights and then he'll play a clip on the big screen of some awesome action movie and people cheer. And I mean, it's so cool, man. Like that we get to do that. It's such an honor and a gift. And it's one of those things, anytime you like are like, oh man, like we were talking about earlier, oh, I wish our careers were better or this or that. It's like, no man, look, we get to do cool shit.
Yeah.
We get paid to do it and it's great. So thank you to Rick and everybody there and everyone that comes out. All the other podcasts that we were guests on this together or individually this past year.
It's been fun.
It's always great being on other shows. Some of them ATC shows, which we love.
And we'll be on more upcoming next year. We're probably going to do a big promotional push for various things next year. So we'll definitely be on more.
We want to thank Libsyn. They're our hosting service and they get us a lot of the advertisers.
Yes.
So we want to thank all the advertisers first who have bought ad time with us.
Yep.
We really appreciate that. And Audio Boom is an ad company that gets all of
Audio Boom, Libsyn, ATC, and Cast Media. We've gotten ads from all of them over the year, so thank you.
Yeah, and thank you to all the sponsors, all the companies out there that are spending money advertising and podcasting. Thank you.
Yep, it's it's a great thing. I know it took a little while for you guys to come on board advertising, like, well, podcasting, but you guys are in it in a big way, and we're all benefiting from it. So thank you.
You're keeping podcasting going. Without without advertisers, ATC couldn't operate. And so we really appreciate that. I don't know. Is there anyone else? Anyone else that's helped us? If we forgot you, thank you now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone?
Aaron, can you think of anybody?
What's your dog's name?
Yeah.
That's Hudson.
Hudson.
Hudson. Aaron's Hudson, a very well-behaved dog in the corner.
Yeah, he just sits in the corner. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Brenton brings the dog in here and that thing barks all the time like a freak.
Yeah. Or if you just walk in the room and he's in there.
Anything. Yeah. Just breathe, look at your watch.
It's a very skittish dog.
It's a skittish dog. Mm-hmm. It's a skittish dog. But Aaron doesn't have a skittish dog. Yeah.
We've got a lot of stuff coming up for next year. The first episode of 2019 will actually be a 2019 preview that we'll be talking about the movies that we're excited about in the upcoming year. Well, we've also got a lot of cool things going. We might be unveiling some new products. We might be doing some announcements on upcoming projects. And we're always looking to move forward. So, and we couldn't do it without your help. So we want to thank you guys again.
Yeah, we're getting closer. We've got some screenplays that we want to make into feature films. That's what we, after Earbuds, we were like, that's all we've ever wanted to do is production. Mm-hmm. And so we're lining up to do more of that, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully there'll be some pretty big announcements in 2019.
Yep. We're going to definitely get something back into production for sure.
We're going to be back in production in 2019. Mm-hmm. That's because it was like we said with Earbuds, it was the coolest thing.
Yeah. And one thing about movies and production, it takes a long time to prep. it takes a really long time.
Getting the money and getting everybody together. Yep. And it's a thing, man.
So we'll be making more product next year for sure.
Yeah. So again, thank you to everybody that listens. Thank you to everyone that's helped us out in any way, big or small. You're the best. We could not do this show without you.
I want to thank you again, and we look for big things and onward and upward for 2019.
Next year, we'll be hitting episode 500 at some point.
Yep. Well, we should have a party for that. Maybe a Dynasty Typewriter.
Yeah, that's cool. We should do something big and fun for it. Live show, have a big party.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited about that.
Yep.
If
the world doesn't end, we're going to hit episode 500.
Yeah. So
we'll see what happens.
Technically, you've done over 500.
Spoilers, but the official number 500 will make a party.
The 500th regular episode.
Yes.
is a big deal. Yeah, we're in the we're probably close to 600 if we count the spoiler eps and everything like that.
That we didn't label.
The bonus eps and stuff like that, we didn't label. But like sitting down, doing a Comedy Film Nerds, we're going to hit
main episode. Yeah, we'll hit that 500 mark.
We're going to hit 500.
We'll do it.
We got to have a party.
Mm-hmm.
A big party.
Yep. It'll take us 6 months to find a sponsor, but we'll do it. we're going to have a big party for the 500th episode.
Someone wants to fly us to Australia. We'll have the party down there. I don't care.
It's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. So episode 500, we're going to have a big party somewhere. We got to do it. But thank you, everyone, for helping out, listening.
And for the support.
The support.
Yeah.
To guests. Guests taking time out of their schedule. Mm-hmm. All that stuff. I think that's it, man. We love all you guys. You're great.
Thanks, everybody. And we'll see you in 2019.
We appreciate you letting us come into your lives and your ear holes.
Yeah. So enjoy our sounds.
Enjoy our sounds. enjoy the rest of the holidays. I hope 2018 was a decent year for you, and I hope 2019's great. My name's Graham Elwood.
And I'm Chris Mancini, and as always, remember,
Han shot first.
Godspeed, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Nerdmas.
All right. Boom.